Mike, down at the University of Lethbridge, you're having a roundtable discussion on Aboriginal education and research. And I understand that there's a number of Canadian universities and a number of Mexican Indigenous universities there. Who all is involved?
Well, so this is a an initiative that actually began a couple of years ago. There were about 8 Canadian universities that traveled down to Mexico City and had the very first meetings with 10 universities that have been created in the last number of years by the Mexican government that are focused on Indigenous education. And so we met in Mexico City and then agreed that we would have follow-up meetings, and we were pleased to be able to host the follow-up meetings, the first meetings in Canada here at the University of Lethbridge, supported by both the government of Alberta as well as Scotiabank, actually, is sponsoring a lunch. And so we have 9 Canadian universities, ranging from obviously the University of Lethbridge, but Lakehead University, the University of Regina, Vancouver Island University, University of Manitoba, quite a cross-section of universities from across the country. And then there are, I think this year, 9 of the Indigenous universities are coming, and they're from all different communities in Mexico. I'm afraid I can't pronounce their names because they're all in Spanish, but they are really from all corners of Mexico. And so there's about 20 to 25 individuals coming from Mexico to join us. So it's a small group. It's about 50 individuals in total, purposefully. And the meetings involve presidents of the universities or provosts, as well as First Nations advisors. And we've invited a number of elders to also be part of the discussions.
So why Mexico? Do you have some sort of history together?
Well, the Canadian government and the Alberta government have had a long-standing history of engagement with Mexico and the Mexican government, and the government of Alberta in particular has been very interested in continuing to build relationships with Mexico. We have, as a university, as well as a number of Canadian universities, have relationships with universities in Mexico. And one of the things that we, as universities that have been very committed to First Nations education, have agreed is that sharing knowledge and best practices around Indigenous education, not only within the country but internationally, is something that will continue to help us understand how best to address issues around First Nations education. And so this is an opportunity for us to share knowledge across borders, basically, and to look at what has been going on in Mexico, and conversely for the Mexicans to see some of the things we've been doing in Canada. We do have Sean Atleo on Saturday speaking as the keynote speaker, and Sean will talk about his understanding of Indigenous education from an international perspective, and then a number of other individuals, as well as a series of roundtables.
Now, you talk about sharing information, sharing experiences. What might some of those experiences or issues be?
So we're looking at a few key things. One of the sessions will focus on looking at different models for Indigenous education. So there's more of the integrated model that we have at the University of Lethbridge, where we have our First Nations students obviously integrated across our different academic programs and on campus in a variety of experiences. And then we have the Mexican model, which has designed and built 10 and in fact more universities that are dedicated to Indigenous education. So these have a primary focus on recruiting and educating Indigenous young people. And so part of what we want to explore is what are the benefits of each of those models and what are the learnings from those two models. Another topic we're looking at is, in essence, Indigenous Aboriginal social movements and the impact that those social movements have had and will have on both education as well as opportunities for First Nations people. So, you know, both Canada and Mexico have had a variety of social movements that have taken place. And so really speaking about the learnings from those social movements, from particularly the perspective of First Nations people. So we have Dr. Leroy Littlebear from our university, who's a long-standing First Nations scholar and Fernando Salmeron from Mexico, who will both speak about this. And then on the Saturday, we'll be looking at Aboriginal student mobility, Aboriginal community engagement, and in particular from the perspective of elders, as well as where are the opportunities for research collaboration.
I wanted to ask you about the potential for research collaboration. Have you done anything in the past where you have collaborated on things, or is this something that you're looking
towards? No, this would be one of the actually really exciting new initiatives, and we're looking at it from a couple of different angles. One is the Mexican government actually has funding to facilitate students from Mexico traveling internationally for graduate programming, and so we'll be talking about those opportunities as well as opportunities for our researchers to engage with researchers in Mexico. One of the things we're looking at specifically here at the University of Lethbridge is the whole issue of health and health practices and looking at indigenous knowledge around health and health practices. We have some new funding to look at alternative health practices here. We have a new chair, the Tom Droog Chair in Alternative Health Practices, and some professors that are really interested in looking at indigenous approaches to health. And a couple of the universities in Mexico are doing a lot of work in this area. So that's an area that we, in particular, at the University of Lethbridge are going to explore. And in fact, we'll be signing an MOU with a university that is on the Yucatan Peninsula that does a lot of work in alternative health practices.
Now, along with doing a lot of discussion of issues, I understand that you're also going to do a bit of sightseeing. Where are you going to take the people from Mexico?
Yeah, so the focus of a bit of touring is really around southern Alberta, in particular, areas that are of particular importance to First Nations people. So we'll be going to Head Smashed In, Buffalo Jump, and we have a First Nations elder who will be there and really talking about the significance of the site from an Aboriginal perspective. We're going to have lunch and standoff and have some opportunity to engage with some of the folks on the Kainai Reserve, and really for the folks from Mexico to have an opportunity to be on a First Nations reserve, to meet from some of the folks on the reserve, and to talk to them about some of their experiences and ways of life, and to explore that in relation to the Mexican folks. And then on Sunday, after the actual formal conference, we're taking them all to the Mexicans all to Waterton, so they can experience the beauty of the Rocky Mountains and Waterton National Park.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Are you planning to get together again next year?
Well, that'll be part of the discussion. You know, we met about 18 months ago, and it was a terrific meeting in Mexico City. One of the things we're looking at is going forward to develop more working groups. And so we may or may not get together formally again in as early as a year, but with the whole group. More likely what we'll do is have the working groups begin to look at some of these topics in more depth around student mobility and research, as an example, and look to see how we can expand activities in those areas.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You bet. Thank you.